From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen, and joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
Welcome back.
Welcome back to you.
We're world travelers. You just got back from Goa?
Yeah, the World Sudoku Championship. It was a great time. Never been to India before. And an American, Thomas Snyder, won the championship.
Nice. Well, we just got back from Egypt, and we've had our first story on the air from there, and we have many, 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 many more to come. Well, you've been having some fun playing the puzzle while I've been away, and you left a challenge for last week. Remind us what it was.
Yes, it came from listener Ruth Warren of Albany, New York. I said, name some places where people eat, add one letter at the end of this word, and you'll get an adjective that may describe this place's food. What words are these?
What words are they?
Well, you might eat at delis, and the food there might be delish.
We had over 800 entries from people who solved the puzzle. Our randomly selected winner this week is Stephen Stack from Troy, Illinois. Hi there, Stephen.
Hi.
What do you do there?
I'm a church employee. I'm a pastoral associate for liturgy and music.
Are you playing puzzle when you're supposed to be in church?
No, no, just before, while I'm getting ready.
All right. How long have you been playing?
About 10 years.
Really?
Yeah.
And, you know, have you been sending in answers all this time?
No.
No?
It was the first time I've ever sent in an answer.
Say, first time's the charm. But the 10 years of listening, I think, gives you some cred, so that's cool. Are you ready to play? You know what happens. You've been listening for so long.
Yes.
All right. Well, Will, please meet Stephen. Stephen, meet Will, and let's play.
Hi, Stephen. And Leanne, today I've brought a game of categories. You probably know how the game works. I'm going to give you some categories, and I'd like you to think of something in each category, beginning with each of the letters of CHAMP, C-H-A-M-P. For example, if the category were girls' names, you might say Carol, Henrietta, Alice, Mary, and Penelope. Any answer that fits works. And we'll start with a straightforward one. The first category is U.S. presidents.
Okay, Coolidge?
Yes.
You don't have to do these in order, right?
Any order is fine.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to go for Adams, since he's all over Sunday night television.
I had an M one, but I can't think of it now.
Madison, Monroe?
Madison,
yes.
Yeah. Or Monroe.
Good. Uh-huh.
Okay.
H and P.
Polk?
Polk.
Polk, good. And an H, or four H's, or five, since one of them, two of them shared the same name.
Oh, gosh, help me out, Louis.
I'm thinking Hoover.
Hoover.
Yeah, right. Hoover, yes. Harding, Hayes, and the two Harrisons.
Harrisons. Oh, right. Of course.
Stephen, you should be good at this one. Things seen in a church.
Okay. Priest?
Yes.
Let's see, a music stand.
All right. Minister or a missile.
A minister.
C-H and A.
An ambo.
Ambo, wow. Must be a crossword. Well, maybe you just know that word. Also an aisle or an apse.
But what does ambo mean?
Ambo is the podium.
Oh, okay. C and H.
C and H.
C. Cross.
Yeah.
And.
Okay, good.
H. Holy water.
Holy water.
Holy water, also a hymnal. Very
good. Oh, hymnal, yes, hymnal. Naturally, yes.
All right, how about the Shakespearean plays?
Wow.
Hamlet.
Hamlet is good. And there's a good one-word one for M.
Macbeth,
good. All right. For A, think of one set in Egypt, along the Nile.
Along the Nile, I should know. I do know this. Antony and Cleopatra.
Antony and Cleopatra.
Yes, good.
Okay, C and P.
The C is the easier one of these two, and there are three possible Cs. One of them starts with the article A blank of blank.
A blank of
blank? A comedy of errors.
Comedy of errors, also Coriolanus and Cymbeline. And P. I must tell you, P is the hardest of these. I'll give you a hint. The subtitle is Prince of Tyre.
Ooh.
Blank. Prince of Tyre. Any idea?
Pick a name. Any name.
Oh, I'll tell you that one. It's Pericles.
Pericles,
Prince of Tyre.
Alrighty.
Okay, here's your last category. Six-letter words that start and end with the same letter.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. I'm going with cognac on that one.
Cognac, good. H is what you might yell when you're done with the puzzle.
Hurrah,
yes.
A
could be a breathing problem.
Asthma.
Asthma, good. M is a place you might visit on a vacation that has culture in it and artifacts.
And works of art.
Okay.
Yes.
A museum.
Yeah.
A museum, right?
And P.
And a P. It's a truck you might that would carry stuff in the back.
Pickup.
Yes.
A pickup.
Steven.
Good job.
All right.
Wow.
Are you okay?
I think so.
Yeah, yeah. And to tell you about the gifts you'll receive for playing our puzzle today, here's NPR's Nina Totenberg.
For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House Volume 2, Will Shortz's Little Black Book of Sudoku, and Black and White Book of Crosswords from St. Martin Press, and one of Will Shortz's Puzzle Master Decks of Riddles and Challenges from Chronicle Books. And then you won't have time to listen to the radio.
Oh, yes, we will, Nina, because we've got to find out what the puzzle is for next week. Stephen, how do you listen? What member station do you listen to?
KWMU in St. Louis.
Well, Stephen Stack from Troy, Illinois, it's been a pleasure playing the puzzle with you today.
Thank you very much.
All right, Will, that challenge now for everyone.
Yes, it's a word puzzle I heard from an American team member in Goa, source unknown. Take the title Candid Camera. If you write down the first appearance of each letter, ignoring any repeats, in the order these letters appear, you get C-A-N-D-I-M-E-R. Now, by doing the same thing to the title of what other well-known TV program, do you get the letters S-E-A-M-T-R? S as in Sam, E as in Emily, A as in Alice, M as in Mary, R as in Roger. So again, if write down the first appearance of each letter, ignoring any repeats, in the order these letters appear, the title of what well-known TV program is S-E-A-M-T-R.
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline this week is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. We'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz. Will, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Leanne.